The 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence is an annual international campaign that kicks off on 25th of November, which is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and runs until the 10th of December, which is Human Rights Day. We would like to acknowledge this period of activism by starting the show speaking with Kit McMahon, who is CEO of Women's Health in the Southeast, otherwise known as WISE. Kit has nearly two decades of experience across education, training and not-for-profits, and has consistently and passionately advocated for gender equality, empowering women and girls. Alongside her work at WISE, she is Deputy Chair Director of Volunteering Australia, as well as Director for Tradeswomen Australia. And she joins us on the show this morning to talk about the latest report, Return on Equity, Health and Economic Dividends from Investing in Women's Health Services. Thank you for joining us on 3CR Breakfast, Kit.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So we wanted to start this morning by asking for your reflections on the 16 days against gender-based violence and the role that healthcare and healthcare services can play in this ongoing work.
So 16 days is a great time of solidarity, of walking for those who are victims, survivors of family violence in all its forms, but also a time for the sector to come together and also connect with each other to, you know, for that core mission. And I think for the women's health sector, making sure our health system is aware and alive to the detrimental impacts of family violence that is prevalent in our community is part of our core work. We know that women and gender diverse people suffer immeasurably from family violence. And we also know that women and people who identify as women have a uterus who also come from other, communities and cultures and marginalised groups doubly, trebly suffer as a consequence of family violence. So our work is about trying to help and support our health system to understand that and to support and look out for even the health impacts of family violence across our community.
Yeah, definitely. And on this show, we've talked about before how a lot of women and gender-diverse people can feel a lack of trust within the healthcare system, especially, like you just mentioned, women from perhaps migrant refugee backgrounds, First Nations communities. I was wondering if you could talk then about the impact of women's health services, specifically the impact that has on our communities from a healthcare perspective, but also looking at it from a social and economic perspective as well.
So women's health services work in what's called primary prevention parts of healthcare, which is part of the healthcare system. So that basically, we are 20 kilometres up the road with all the signs saying, look out, go the other way, do something different, right? That's sort of what we do. So by doing that, actually what we do is we stop the illness, we stop the disease, we stop the ill health and seek to promote well-being, right, before it hits our hospital system. Now, because of that, we're not the only ones that do that. I just want to say that there's many other great organisations that do that in various ways. But because we do that, you know, there's a whole range of benefits for that. So we know now from data that the Victorian average of family violence is less than the rest of the country. We know that because of this work, there are fewer young women, fewer teenagers being isolated and bearing the consequences of having children in their teenage years. And we also know that we save Victoria around 1.4 million because of reductions in things like sexually transmitted diseases and things like that. So there's an economic value. But the other thing too, because I think we can kind of get, you know, a bit swept up in that, it also has a community value. It helps with really important things like reducing isolation, improving cohesion, about building relationships across divides in community. It gets community more connected together. And at times, you know, where we're seeing, well, at least WISE staff, and I'm sure you're hearing it too through your work on 3CR, you know, we're hearing more and more stories of crisis of people facing great difficulties, cost of living, the stories of climate change, the stories of war. Those things are really important for people's health. But as I said also, to make sure that our overburdened health and hospital system is supported to prevent more people from going into them.
Yes, and as we head into the future with more uncertainty surrounding things like the climate catastrophe and, you know, still operating in a in an environment where COVID is still, you know, a major threat to our health, you know, these services are becoming increasingly important for a myriad of reasons, as you just explained. Kit, I was wondering if you could just touch on, you know, gender equality and how that actually impacts health outcomes for women and gender diverse people.
Well, look, today the national agency called the Workplace Gender Equality Agency is releasing its annual gender pay gap report, and they've released the headline that says our gender pay gap falls 1.1 percentage points to a new low of 21.7%. So that means that if you're a woman, identify as a woman, you take home 78% of what a male takes home. So in very crude terms, one way that gender inequality affects women and gender diverse people as well is actually get less money. They get less resources to support their life. That's the first thing that happens. Right? The second thing that happens is that we have these policies and systems and structures that sort of embed, because of years of frankly, discrimination and oppression, they embed disadvantage in it if you identify as a woman or a gender diverse person. Right? And that can be things like, you know, the service in the health system only opens between the hours of 2:30 and 4:30 on a Wednesday and Thursday. Now, if you're connected to the real world, that's child pickup time, right? How is that helping and being available to everyone? It's even things like if you live in a rural or remote area, all the services are away from you in the city. That's a disadvantage. You'll just, you know, and for rural women, gender diverse people, it just means that you just don't look after yourself. You just put yourself second and third, and that's particularly the case when we think of women's pain, the pain that women carry, which is reported regularly. So I think gender inequality affects across the whole system, and often it's seen as a woman's problem, but it's not. Here's the good news. Gender inequality is actually good for everyone, right? What I often say to men when I'm talking to about this is, for you, it means you can have more choices about being the person and being the man that you want to be, right? For LGBTIQ plus people, particularly young people, it means that we enable them to be their true self, that we enable them to connect with the person that they want to be for their future. So there's so many ways that inequality affects all of us. And because of this inequality, because of this discrimination, we know it has a direct impact on our health and our well-being and our rights.
I think that's a really important note to end on there, Kit, talking about how, like you just mentioned, it doesn't just affect or impact women and doesn't have benefits just for women, but the entire community. I mean, you know, women and gender diverse people are at the heart of our communities. And so, like you said, so many of the, lack of access to healthcare it's embedded within the community and how we set up these systems and institutions. So it is really important to be able to tackle these problems to ensure that women get the healthcare that they need and the support that they need, which will then, of course, benefit the community in so many ways. I wanted to thank you so much, Kit, for joining us on the show this morning. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
No, thank you. Thanks, Teresa. You take care.
That was Kit McMahon speaking to us just now from WISE, which is the Women's Health in the Southeast. If you'd like to read this report that we mentioned, make sure you check our show notes after the show today.